Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Chef Elliot Entertaining Solutions. Chef Elliot.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliot.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so scrumptious?
How does he make that meal so quick?
It really is amazing. Entertaining at its best.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliot.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so healthy?
How does he make that meal so
easy? It really is amazing. It's cooking at its best. Chef Elliot.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliot.
It really blows my mind.
Chef Elliot.
Hello and welcome everyone to Chef Elliot's Entertaining Solutions Radio Show, the premier entertainment culinary solutions show online here on the Industry Entertainment Network. I am your host, Chef Elliot Farmer. With this platform, I, along with my producers and sponsors, will highlight rising talents from the culinary and hospitality industry. We will host celebrity chefs, family cooks, food creators, culinary authors, and food networks. I am excited to be here with you today to share my occupation, my passion, and my purpose. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Our NIN highlight business of the week is Lottie Dolls. One, have you heard of Lottie Dolls? Well, its vision is to empower children to be themselves. Lottie aims to encourage kids to embrace individuality, enjoy their childhood, and embark on meaningful adventures. And the best part is they are age-appropriate and fun dolls. Many of the dolls and accessories from the collection were inspired by real girls. Check out the videos on their website of pretty cool Lottie role models. As Lottie would say, be bold, girls. And dream STEM big. Listen, for more information about the Lottie Dolls, please go to the website, which is www.lottie.com. That's www.lottie.com. When you connect with them, let them know that the Industry Entertainment Network sent you. We take you from coast to coast with our Festival of Food Tour this foodie season. Listen, August 24th through the 27th, that's just next month, the Los Angeles Food and Wine Festival, presented with generous support from founding partners, Food and Wine, and Lexus, is a four-day Epicurean event showcasing the finest in food and drink culture throughout Los Angeles, and culinary personalities from throughout the nation. So make your plans to attend the Los Angeles Food and Wine Festival. You may go to their website at www.lafw.com. East Coast, August 17th through the 20th, so you can come on the East Coast and then attend the 107th Annual Fisherman's Feast in Boston, Massachusetts, which is Boston's oldest continuous Italian festival, and it averages over 100,000 plus in attendance. So attend that, and then fly back on the West Coast and get ready for the Los Angeles Food and Wine Festival. How about that? 2 weeks of nothing but Festival of Food Tour this foodie season. Well, coming up on the show, listen, I'm going to give you some tips of the week and some recipes that I love, especially during this summertime. And tonight we have an interview with the distinguished, and I do mean distinguished, and phenomenal owner of Big Daddy's Backyard, none other than Chef LaTanya T. Rome. Listen, family, I'm especially inviting you to tune in for the entire hour as we have a great show for you tonight. You may listen online at www.chefelliottentsol.info or via mobile by dialing 718-766-4964. We'll be right back after this commercial break. Don't you go anywhere.
Chef Elliott Entertaining Solutions.
Chef Elliott. The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so scrumptious?
How does he make that meal so
quick? It really is amazing. Entertaining at its best. Chef Elliott.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so healthy?
How does he make that meal so
easy? It really is amazing. It's cooking at its best. Chef Elliott.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
Chef Elliott Entertaining Solutions.
Chef Elliott.
Imperium PR invites you to seek the highest level of visibility. Imperium PR and Media Group specializes in total image branding and projection. With our communication abilities and global media partnerships, we guarantee you the image you deserve. Partner with Imperium PR and introduce yourself to the world, and it will never stop talking about you. Call 202-656-9819 to inquire today.
Are you interested in breaking free from the chains of the past and acquiring the tools to change the narrative of your present, your future, and your legacy? If so, prepare to join forces with successful entrepreneur and Black conservative Rob Lester as he initiates provocative and eye-opening discussions on his radio show, Emancipation Rejected. In an effort to mobilize his community, Rob offers a variety of societal views and options for changing the status quo, privately and publicly. He also addresses the benefits of conservatism, capitalism, and constitutional rights, all while providing evidences of real, true freedom in America. Won't you join him in this social exploration? Tune in every Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern on the Industry Entertainment Network.
Chef Elliott Entertaining Solutions.
Chef Elliott. The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so scrumptious?
How does he make that meal so
quick? It really is amazing. Entertaining at its best. Chef Elliott.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so healthy?
How does he make that meal so
easy? It really is amazing. It's cooking at its best. Chef Elliott.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
Chef Elliott Entertaining Solutions.
Chef Elliott.
Welcome back to Chef Elliott's Entertainment Solutions Radio Show. And now that we are all settled in, I want to remind you, listeners, you are welcome to call in with questions or comments for myself and or my special guest. Please dial 718-766-4964, press 1 to be identified, and please remember to provide your first name and city from which you're calling. Now I'd like to share two very special tips of the week and two recipes that I absolutely love. Did you know that leaving the seed or pits in the avocado will help it to not turn brown? Yes. So leave that seed or that pit in that avocado and it will not unless you're going to use the whole avocado at that, you know, one setting. But otherwise, leave the pit in it. And that will help prevent that's avocado from turning brown. Did you also know that by storing mushrooms in paper bags instead of plastic bags will help prevent the fast rotting of the mushroom? In other words, it's going to keep that mushroom fresher a lot longer. So stop putting your mushrooms in plastic bags. Stop wrapping them up, those jokers, in those paper bags. You know, the old paper bags that we used to put sandwiches in years, decades even ago. Listen, you can still find them. Put your mushrooms in there, and that will keep those mushrooms fresher for a longer period of time. Here's some recipes, two of them to be exact, that I love. Sweet tea sangria. Oh my God, listen, very simple. All you need are two bottles of red wine. And if you would, support my good dear friend, Rodney Foster, out of D.C. His wine, Idle House Wine. When I tell you it's the best red wine this country has ever known, oh my goodness. Listen, two bottles of Idle House red wine. And if you don't want to use the alcoholic red wine, you may substitute and use non-alcoholic red wine. But let me just tell you that non-alcoholic red wine will begin to ferment. You also need 2 quarts of freshly brewed sweet tea, 1 can of lemonade concentrate, 1 quart of fresh strawberries, and you're going to trim those and you're going to quarter those, okay? 1 fresh orange, and use the navel oranges, okay? You're going to make sure you slice and peel those. Then you're going to use 2 fresh lemons, and make sure you, now I generally don't necessarily peel my lemons, and sometimes I don't peel my navel oranges, but you're going to make sure you slice those in rings as well. So you're going to mix all of those ingredients together. You're going to refrigerate that for at least 6 to 8 hours or overnight, and then you're going to serve that over some ice and enjoy, and it's quite refreshing. And again, if you do choose to use the non-alcoholic red wine, the longer it sits, the more ferment it gets. Now, you know I can't have the queen of barbecue on the show as my special guest tonight and not give you a barbecue chicken recipe. So here's the barbecue chicken thighs with brown sugar hickory salt recipe. All right, this is what you need. 1/2 cup of soy sauce, 1/2 cup of ketchup, 1/2 cup of bottled chili sauce, and use the bottle, but not the can. 1/2 cup of bottled hickory-flavored barbecue sauce, 1/2 cup of packed golden brown sugar, and I like to use the light brown sugar, 6 tablespoons of fresh lemon juice, 3 garlic cloves, and you're going to crush those, 2 teaspoons of onion powder, 1 teaspoon of hot pepper sauce, 1/2 teaspoon of dry mustard. You're going to need some nonstick vegetable oil spray, and then about 12 chicken thighs with the skin and the bones still intact, okay? Bring the first 10 ingredients to a boil. So that's the soy sauce, ketchup, the chili sauce, the hickory-flavored barbecue sauce, the brown sugar, lemon juice, the crushed garlic cloves, onion powder, and the hot pepper sauce along with the dry mustard. Okay, now, bring that to a boil in a medium saucepan, and you're going to be whisking that to blend, right? You're going to reduce that heat to low and let that simmer for about 10 minutes, and you can actually make this sauce a week ahead of time. Cover it up and just refrigerate it, and it will do just fine. Now, spray your grill rack with the nonstick spray. When you're ready to grill, prepare that barbecue. Grill on medium-high heat. And if you want to use the charcoal and the wood, of course, do that. And I'm sure that my guest tonight is going to tell you the difference about that. Sprinkle the chicken with salt and pepper, kosher salt now, and cracked black pepper. Or listen, better yet, get yourself Chef Elliott's soul-shaking seasoning, and that's what you need to use instead of that black pepper and the kosher salt. Now, place the chicken on the grill, skin down. Right, skin side down, cook until the skin browns, which is about 8 minutes or so. Turn that chicken over. Do not use a fork to turn your meat over when you're grilling. Please don't stick a fork in your meat. Use tongue. If you stick a fork, this is tip number 3. If you use your fork to stick to turn your meat, you're going to dry your meat out because you're letting the juices run out, and you don't want to do that, right? Savor that, all right? Now, turn your chicken over and continue grilling until cooked through, which is about 8 minutes longer. Now, transfer 1 cup of barbecue sauce to a small dish. You're going to brush the skin side of your chicken with some of that sauce. Then you're going to turn that skin side down and cook for about 2 minutes. Let that get a little caramelization on that. Ooh. Then you're going to brush that chicken with some more sauce, turn that skin side up and grill another 2 minutes. And then arrange chicken on a platter, serve with the remaining sauce and whatever sides you want to have to go with it. And I'm telling you, that along with a nice glass of that sweet tea sangria, you got yourself a nice little spread. Now, today on Chef Elliott's Entertainment Solutions Radio Show, I am honored to share the technical skills and culinary wisdom of owner of Big Daddy's. Big Daddy's Backyard Barbecue, none other than the queen of barbecue herself, Chef LaTanya T. Rowe. You are welcome to call in with questions or comments throughout the show. So please dial the same number, 718-766-4964, but press 1 to be identified. And please provide your first name and city from which you're calling. You may also tweet any questions to me, which is at Chef Elliott, C-H-E-F. E-L-L-I-O-T-T, and I will respond to every one of them personally. We'll be right back after this short break.
Chef Elliott Entertaining Solutions. Chef
Elliott. The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so scrumptious?
How does he make that meal so quick?
It really is amazing, entertaining at its best. Chef Elliott.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so healthy?
How does he make that meal so
easy? It really is amazing, it's cooking at its best. Chef Elliott.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
Chef Elliott Entertaining Solutions.
Chef Elliott.
Hi, Indie Loves, and welcome to an exploration into the discoveries of independent talent on the Industry Radio Show. In this space, your Out of This World super hosts, Zakiya Yuwanda and Nicole Lester, will continue to shed light on extraordinary artists while confronting issues that impact our community, locally and abroad. You are especially invited to tune in to the weekly conversation, meet our phenomenal guests, and learn about the happenings that have landed on our radar. The Refuel Industry Radio Show is live every Sunday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to taking off with you here on the NBN.
Oh, oh, oh.
Ooh.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
In the wake of tragedy, a phoenix rises to restore hope needed by many to mobilize and effect the change they seek. In preparation for change in our communities, the Real Talk with Anita Spencer radio show reflects the expertise of author, entrepreneur, culture curator, and community educator Anita Spencer. Her life's experiences and purpose both lead her to awaken, empower, uplift, and strengthen families around the globe. Tune into her show weekly to have your spirit elevated, your mind broadened, and receive the inspiration to build yourself and others up. Listen to Engage in Real Talk to get real solutions to real issues that affect our communities. Wednesdays from 7 to 8 p.m. only on the NEN.
We won't land. We won't land, y'all. Come on.
Walk right up to the sun, hand in hand.
Hand in hand, every man.
Walk right up to the
every
sun.
Woman.
We won't land.
Chef Elliott Entertaining Solutions.
Chef Elliott. The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so scrumptious?
How does he make that meal so
quick? It really is amazing. Entertaining at its best.
Chef Elliott.
does he make that meal so healthy?
How does he make that meal so
easy? It really is amazing. It's cooking at its best.
Welcome back to Chef Elliott's Entertaining Solutions Radio Show. Listeners, you are welcome to call in with questions or comments. Please dial 718-766-4964. Press 1 to be identified. And remember to provide your first name and city from which you're calling. Now, the moment you have all been waiting for, because you have this switchboard lit up like Christmas in July. I mean, calling from Pittsburgh, tuned in California, tuned in over in Panama City, I mean, overseas. Listen, we have the distinguished and phenomenal. I'm telling you, the distinguished and phenomenal owner of Big Daddy's Backyard Barbecue, Chef LaTanya T. Rowe. Now, LaTanya discovered her passion for cooking by watching her grandfather, also known as Big Daddy, tending his gardens and raising the pigs, chickens, cows, and etc. Big Daddy's major role was to barbecue the meats, while at the same time, she watched her grandmother, also known as Big Mama, cook various styles of soul food. Entertainment Solutions family, would you help me welcome my special guest, Chef LaTanya T. Rowe. How's it going, Chef LaTanya? Chef LaTanya?
Yes, hi, Chef Elliott.
I didn't know if we had disconnected or what. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. How about yourself, sir?
I am doing well. I'm telling you, the people are tuned in across the world to you tonight. They want to see who is this lady that calls herself the queen of barbecue.
All right, I'm going to give it to them.
Yes. Now, you know, Chef LaTanya, we know you as Chef LaTanya T. Rowe. But, Chef, when you're at home, who is this regular LaTanya? Is there such a person that even exists?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm a wife. I'm a mother of 5 beautiful children. And I'm a native Atlantean, born and reared here in Georgia, okay? And guess what,
yeah.
Chef? I'm the original Georgia peach, because guess what? I've got the sweetness to prove it.
Listen. You got the sweetness that goes with the Georgia peach, right?
Yes, sir. I'm a full-time homemaker that loves cooking Southern comfort food for my family and friends. But at most, I love traveling and entertaining. You know, I was raised, like you just said, by my grandparents, James and Ada Bryan. That's where I got the love for barbecuing.
Oh, nice. And right here in Georgia, because I'm a native Atlanta, Georgia as well.
All right, now. Welcome.
Yes. Well, listen, and so when, you know, you were around your and raised by your grandparents, but when did that culinary bug actually begin to bite you, Chef LaTanya?
Oh, let me tell you, Chef Elliott, the culinary bug bit me at a young age of 5 years old. I think it was about around there, a little bit less, but I think it was about 5. You know, let me tell you, it was a true story. My big mom used to sit me down at the TV to watch Sesame Street. You remember Sesame Street?
Yeah, every now and again, I tune in now.
Listen, I hated Sesame Street. That's when Bert and Ernie was on there. Guess what they would always say? They would say, one of these things don't belong here. And when I heard that and I seen when my big mama left the room, I said, not you, Bert and Ernie. I would try to sneak and go and change that TV. And guess what? I turned it to PBS Channel 8, and I started watching Chef Justin Wilson. You remember him? He used to say, that's for true. And he said, I guarantee.
Yes,
yes. Yeah, so that kind of got me hooked a little bit. But the biggest thing I know when that bug hit me was when I used to listen to my big daddy and my big mama. They used to have this big big, you know, like debate on Friday night. I knew it was Friday because, number one, they started early in the morning where my big mama would get this big old pot of black eyed peas with that ham hock in it and put it on the stove. She'll have it simmering and the house will be, I mean, it just be lit. Lit.
Yes.
But that aroma, that diffused aromas of the black eyed peas. So when she would go in there and she'd look at her favorite TV show, Young and the Restless, I think it was, where she would just doze off in her little rocker. And Big Daddy, once we see that last eye closed, he'll say, come on, let's go. I said, Big Daddy, where we going? He said, we're going back there. Because Ada don't know how to cook. I know how to cook. Big Daddy know how to cook. We get back there to the kitchen, chef. He goes, he said, hand Big Daddy that salt up there. So, you know, me being about 4 or 5, I think I just started learning my ABCs there. But I handed him the sugar, and he put all that sugar in her black eyed peas. And I knew the fireworks going to start there. But guess what? When she woke up, she said, that James Evan, why did you mess with my black eyed peas? You just let a pot go to waste. And here it is. I got to start all over again. She put him in the doghouse, and he went back outside, and he stayed out there all night to probably watch his corn grow in the morning, you know. But he was out there doing it. That's when I knew I had that love, because I said, if these two people could be fighting over food like that, it must be something in it for me.
Must be. Absolutely. Wow. I remember those days. Yes. Nothing like being in the house smelling a good pot of pinto beans or some kind of bean, or just smelling something good cooking in it.
That southern aroma, you can't take it back for no amount of money in the world. Just like I stay to my roots right now, I'm still cooking it. I'm sorry. I'm one of those bad chefs. Just hit me on the hand, Chef Elliot.
It's all right. Listen, we're gonna get you some help. It's all right. Now, aside of having all of that in-house, really on-the-job training is what I would actually call it, did you actually have any other formal culinary training or no?
Yes, sir, I did. I worked 20 years of my life in the front office of the 5 big star major hotels as a front office manager. I used to manage the front office, and then I had to go with those fabulous restaurants inside. You know what I'm talking about, Park 75 inside of Four Seasons, that sort of thing. Where I learned to work side by side with some of those big, predominant, and excellent head chefs. When, you know, I would have to work also along with the staff to make sure all the food accommodations for all of my guests was to the satisfaction and to the hotel standards. But, you know, after I did that, I also tried to go, and I did attend Le Cordon Bleu, which I graduated after 2 years.
Oh, nice.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I did that. And then, but the biggest thing when I went and got into this industry or this pitmaster world that I so cite, I had to purchase my grill last year. And Mr. Ed Artone, who's the owner of cookiesandgrills.com, he made it mandatory.
Well, go on and give him a plug then on my show. Go on and give him a plug without.
Hey, shout out, Mr. Ed. How are you? he's my first pit master. He's my first pit master coach. He made it mandatory for me and Milton before we even purchased that grill. He would even release it. He said, you got to go to my pit master school, which I think it was very necessary because it's like a handbook or when you get a car, you got the owner's manual in there. And I learned how to do this big rig up. I really did. So that's what's making my barbecue a rave review around Gwinnett County right now.
Oh, nice. And for all of you listeners that are tuned in from across the world, Gwinnett County is a part of the metropolitan Atlanta area. It's kind of up north, if you will. So I'm telling you, and you are the owner of Big Daddy's Backyard Barbecue.
Yes, sir, I am. Give me all the praise and the glory, thank God. I did this because it's the inspiration of my grandfather. He was known as Big Daddy, and we called him Big Daddy. You know, he had all those bold flavors that he infused and incorporated in his food, that's how we really knew that Big Daddy was on and popping then. But his personal antics, we always hear him say, he said, "Woo, boy." He said, "Hot dang." And we knew at that time all the food was good to go. So when I grew up around my Big Daddy, he always made all our family occasions real festive and nice. But one of his big passions was all about his family, friends, and how we all incorporated that love together. And it all had to play a part into that, you know. So my ultimate thing right now is that with Big Daddy's Backyard Barbecue, it's my legacy, it's my goal and my passion to carry on my Big Daddy's legacy right now with Big Daddy's Backyard Barbecue.
Oh, wow. And what a way to honor your grandfather. I mean, even to name your company after him.
Yes, I did. I have to give him all the glory because through him, I witnessed and learned a lot, even from, like I said, and you stated, he raised all the animals at our home. We didn't even have to kind of go out, you know, where you go grocery shopping. He raised the pigs, the chickens, the horses, and then, you know, like Shirley Caesar, we got the greens, beans, tomatoes, potatoes. You name it, we had it.
Yes, indeed. And I'm sure it was the best. I mean, you can't beat homegrown.
It was all natural, and we all were very fortunate as a family to have him where he had that green thumb. It was truly green.
Oh, wow. You talking about some organic cooking. I don't know what this organic stuff they call now, but that was true organic.
That was true organic, but then you couldn't get it more natural. Like I said, when he would get me up, we would get up before the roosters and the chickens. I would have to get up. I said, "Where are we going?" He said, "We got to pick those tomatoes," and we would get those fried green tomatoes or those corns, and he had that little weeded, you know, that little weeded basket, and I have my little basket, and I go behind him and I say, "Wow, Big Daddy, look how big those potatoes have gotten, those greens have gotten, those corn has gotten." And then he also had those plum trees where we used to go and get those plums and peaches and figs and, you know, you name it, like I said. And then they talk about all herbs and spices. We used to grow a lot of mint in our backyard. You could tell the mint was, I mean, it had the backyard just smelled all with natural herbs.
Oh, wow. And that was right in the metropolitan Atlanta area when this
was. Yes, back then in South Atlanta, it was all rural. What I was told by my cousins and everything, that South Atlanta, it was part of downtown, but it was South Atlanta, you would call it, where people back then could raise all the animals before they even, I think they turned it in 1961. My cousin just spoke to me yesterday. I want to give her a shout out. Hey, Nanette. That's Annette Willis. But I wanted to let her know that she told me and my family around, which we have a big family. My grandfather was the baby of a lot of children my great-grandmother had. I think she had over 10 children, so he was the baby.
Oh, wow. That's all right. I love stories like this. And now with all of these recipes and especially, you know, this barbecue, Chef LaTanya, is there a cookbook in your future? Or is there one already on the shelves? Or what? How can we get some of this Chef LaTanya's goodness?
Oh, listen, Chef, listen, you know it's most definitely a cookbook in my future. I plan to have one of the first bestsellers. It's going to be named like a Pitmaster / a Soul Food cookbook that's going to be very graphic and detailed where everybody can scratch and sniff it.
Oh my.
No, I'm on a serious note. I do. I look forward to having the number one bestseller in my future, though. But I wish I could get it where you have all the pictures of my barbecue and you just scratch. You remember you can just scratch and sniff stuff? I bet you it'll be a number one bestseller.
You probably can figure out a way to make that happen.
I'm only incorporated. You know, I probably become a millionaire behind that, you think?
Oh, absolutely. No doubt. Absolutely.
Well, we're going to try to do it, and then I'll let you know. You'll get the first original copy, okay?
Oh, wow. I'm truly honored. Listen, Chef LaTanya, we would like to take a break, but I would love for you to hang on and come back with us when we come back. Is that okay?
Oh, definitely. I look forward to it.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to have more from the barbecue queen herself, Chef LaTanya Tiro. Don't you go anywhere.
Chef Elliott Entertaining Solutions.
Chef Elliott. The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so scrumptious?
How does he make that meal so quick?
It really is amazing. Entertaining at its best.
Chef Elliott. The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so healthy?
How does he make that meal so
easy? It really is amazing. It's cooking at its best.
Chef Elliott. The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
Chef Elliott Entertaining Solutions.
Chef Elliott.
Welcome back to Chef Elliott's Entertaining Solutions Radio Show. We are here with the distinguished and phenomenal owner of Big Daddy's Backyard Barbecue, Chef LaTanya T. Rhodes. And if you want to join us, please dial 718-766-4964. Press 1 to be identified. And remember to provide your first name and city from which you're calling. Welcome back, Chef LaTanya.
Hi, I'm here.
Well, let's go and jump back in. Now, I understand you kind of mentioned that you're well-known in that Gwinnett County area of the metropolitan Atlanta area. And from my understanding, I was informed that you won something last year in Gwinnett County's dealing with your barbecue. Is that right?
Yes, sir, I did. I started Big Daddy's Backyard Barbecue last year. That's when I decided, you know, I'm going to take a gamble and I'm going to take my big rig out here to Gary Perkle Park. That's out here in Gwinnett County. That's where my son's football team play that you mentioned. And also where I ran, I do run the concessions for that football team. And, you know, at one of their games, I think it was their homecoming, to be correct, it was kind of unbeknownst to me that one of the Gwinnett Magazine editors came out and they tasted some of my barbecue, Chef. And I make a mean pit. I'm talking a mean pit pulled pork sandwich and some ribs. And I know that when he tasted those, he nominated Big Daddy's Backyard Barbecue for the Gwinnett Best Barbecue for 2016. And, you know, at that point in time, all of my barbecue fans, they came out and they supported me. And indeed, that's when I knew, and the Gwinnett Magazine came in and they told me I won that particular award. And guess what, Chef?
What?
I am nominated again for 2017. All right.
Oh, see, that's what I'm talking about. Listen, when you're on a roll and when you have got, because I hear it in your comments, so I know you're a child of God. I already know that. So, and you put him first, we can't help but to win, right?
I can't help but to thank him, the Almighty. I can't, you know, it's kind of phenomenal experience. It's so surreal that I just stepped out on the faith of God to where else, you know, I was working for all of these Fortune 500 companies, but I took that chance and I stepped out on faith and I asked God to hold me and to secure this dream that I had, and everything has just been falling into place for me. I thank God for it.
I'm so excited for you. And not even just a little bit over a year and already have won a major award and up for the same award 2 years running. I'm telling you, that
yes,
is
sir. I have to give it up. I have to be, you know, I'm very proud of how, you know, my family's backing me, even with my children. My husband, he's currently at work, and I have to give him a shout out. Hey, Milton, and he's working real hard. And so my kids, all five of them, they come out and they do a great job frying the French fries, making the sandwiches, making sure everybody's, you know, my customers are coming back. And they, listen, I have customers calling me, Chef. If I ain't on the side of the road somewhere in Gwinnett County, they say, Chef LaTanya, what you cooking today? You got a pot of greens? Are you doing some ribs? I say, this is not a to-go restaurant, okay?
And I understand that you have some signature rubs and barbecue sauces.
Chef. I bring some bold and some flavorful taste to the table. You know, everything that I do, it stems from my Big Daddy's original sauce and spices, you know?
Wow. I tell you, we have a mutual friend, Chef Lisa, and she put a video, I think, I don't know if it was 4th of July or Memorial Day weekend.
It was Memorial Day. Listen, she made an emergency phone call, and I'm her doctor. So she called and she said, my Cajun boys, we need some ribs over here. Do you have any left? I said, I just left on the side of the road, and I got about 4 or 5 of them left. And I said, I'm on my way, Lisa. So I brought them to her. And listen, I think her and her husband and her children, they say they were fans. They were big fans.
Oh, wow. I saw that video. I said, ain't nobody invited me over to sit at the table and taste the barbecue ribs.
Well, listen, I have to make sure you get a taste of that. If you looked at that, the pictures that she took, it made my spices pop out, didn't it?
Yes, I'm telling you.
And we didn't even have the sauces on. I had the sauces to the side.
Wow. That's and when you can have barbecue and you can have it without the sauce on the meat and get that type of reaction from your clients, I'm telling you, you already know that's some good barbecue right there. That's true.
I have a lot of people where they specify, they just like it on the side. But, you know, my big daddy, he just had that original one sweet sauce, and it was just, you know, the family own personal seasonings that he did back in the kitchen. So I just started going, you know, I call myself a chef, a chemist in the kitchen. That's what I call myself. So when I tell my husband, he said, what you doing today? But I said, I'm trying to get this sauce right. Can you taste it? So I have my husband in there tasting in the kitchen. So from that Big Daddy's original, I've originated like three other sauces, which is my hot habanero pepper, my mustard, and I have a vinegar base. So, you know, Big Daddy called three of those, but now I've got it where I have a variety for all of my clients and all everybody that's out there tasting. So I've got a variety, which I'm working on my white barbecue sauce right now.
Oh, nice. Very good. Now, how many our listeners follow you on social media, Chef LaTanya?
Well, Chef, you can follow Big Daddy's Backyard Barbecue. Like I said, I'm at Gary Perkins Park inside of Sugar Hill, Georgia. That's in Gwinnett County. But also, Big Daddy's can come to you now. You know, we're a mobile grill catering service where we do all our events all around the city. So if you call me, I can come to you because I'm mobile.
Oh, nice. And for social media, how may we follow you? You have Instagram or Facebook or anything?
Well, what we do right now, everyone can call me directly at 770-899-2230. That's the business phone number. Or you can follow me at LaTanya D. Rowe. That's on Facebook. And then you can also follow me through Thumbtacks or The Knot. Those are websites through, you know, the media where if you need to find a caterist or whatnot, a wedding for me to do, those are the websites that you can do. But most importantly, everyone and all the listeners out there, pay attention because Big Daddy's Backyard Barbecue has a new and an improved website, which is currently under construction right now. But we'll be up and running this fall. That's before football season. How about that, Chef? Falcons rise up!
And you know this is Falcon territory.
You can spot me.
And before we close out our talk, do you have any other special announcements that you would like to make to our Entertainment Solutions listening audience?
Oh yes, I would. Thank you. I would like to thank first for God, for who's ahead of my life, for ordaining my footsteps, placing me into my destiny, I can sort of say. This is my dream and my passion. And most importantly, I'd like to be able to thank you, Chef Elliott, for giving me this incredible opportunity. I really appreciate you.
Bless you. Thank you. And, well, Chef,
I'm not finished. I'd like to be able to thank my family. And then I'd like to be able to thank all the Big Daddy's Barbecue supporters out there and my management team. I've got to give them a shout-out, Mr. Gabriel and Mrs. Jaquetta Kennedy, and my wonderful PA. She's real sweet, Miss Wynette Evans. She's a big part of Big Daddy's Backyard Barbecue. But at the same token, I like to give special recognition to Coach Scott Willis. He's the founder of the organization Georgia Force Football Team. He opened those doors for Big Daddy Backyard Barbecue, and I like to be able to thank him. But I mostly like to thank everyone out there listening to me tonight. But again, I like everyone to go to that website and follow me on Facebook. It's LaTanya D. Rowe. But if you're in the area of Georgia, you can follow me or come out and visit me at the Gary Perkins Park, which is the home of the mighty Georgia Force homeschool football team, where you'll see me operating the concessions. Come by and get a pulled pork sandwich or some of those famous ribs. And also you could come out where I'm going to be hosting at the newly built Mercedes-Benz Falcon Stadium, where you can see me getting my tailgating on. But I want also everybody to bring your big appetites out for my upcoming festivals. I'm going to be pulling down a lot of stuff at those festivals. And you can also personally hire me as your personal and private chef, where I can cater all your specific needs. And lastly, Chef Elliott, I want to say this in bold, and a strong voice to all my competitors out there. Please bring your A game on, honey, because I'm going to be at the famous Dillard Bluegrass Barbecue Festival and the Everton, Georgia Barbecue Contest coming up this fall. And guess what? That's where the state's going to be running real high. And I want all of my competitors, because Big Daddy is a girl. That's me.
Listen, well, Chef Lasagna, it has been a pleasure to have you here with me on my show, and I appreciate your support and willingness to share your story and expertise with the Entertaining Solutions family, and we wish you all the best in your every endeavor.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I want to be giving out a shout-out to all of my cousins and all my listeners. I love you all, and I hope everyone follows me, and I hope I satisfy everyone. If you call me, I'll make all your dreams come true.
All right. Thank you, and God bless you. All right, everybody. That was Chef Latonya T-Row. Thanks for hanging in here with us. Listen, we have some special announcements that we want you to tune in to. Have you received your autographed copy of my latest cookbook, Chef Elliott Solstice Recipes? If you haven't, listen, go to my website, www.chefelliott.com. And while you're at that same website, go on and order your Chef Elliott Soul Shaking Seasoning All-Purpose Blend. I'm telling you, it is selling like wildfire. On tomorrow, that's Friday, July 14th, Krispy Kreme will be celebrating their 80th birthday. Been around for 80 years, you guys. And listen, if you buy a dozen of donuts at the regular price, you can receive a second dozen of original glazed donuts for only 80 cents. Now, you know that's a steal. Thank you, Krispy Kreme, and happy birthday to you. Catch me in a city near you, scheduled at www.chefelliott.com. I am constantly on the move, and I like to thank the DMV area, Dr. Zena, Pierre, and The Encounter for hosting me in the D.C. area on this past weekend. We had an awesome time and a mighty move of God, and I was honored to be providing the food for her events on this past weekend. Catch me on the Word Network Saturday, July 22nd at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Dr. Zena Pierre on The Breaking Room. I'm heading your way soon, Norfolk, Virginia, for a pop-up Taste the Chef Elliott's Experience. I'll be a part of the 8th Annual Emmy Style Lounge and Party at the Emmys 2017 on September the 14th in West Hollywood, California. I am so honored to have been invited to be a part of the Emmy celebration this year. I will be thrilled to serve you in your city, your church, conferences, craft services, private events, and more. I mean, cooking demonstrations, whatever you need me to be. So for booking information, call 678-467-7013 or email us at info@chefelliott.com. And remember, that's two L's and two T's in Elliott.com. info@chefelliott.com. Or contact us at the website, www.chefelliott.com. Give us a call so you may witness firsthand the Chef Elliott's experience. And I promise you, you will not be disappointed. To get recipes, tips, and up-to-the-minute details about culinary happenings, like my page on Facebook, Chef Elliott Farmer. Remember, Elliott is spelled ELLIOTTFARMER. Follow me on Twitter at Chef Elliott. You may also follow me on Instagram, Chef Elliott Farmer. Pinterest, Chef Elliott Farmer. Next week, we will have a live show. So listeners, join us here next and every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Chef Elliott's Entertainment Solutions Radio Show here on the Industry Entertainment Network. I give all glory and honor to God and my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the precious Holy Ghost. Good night, and blessings to you.
Chef Elliott Entertaining Solutions.
Chef Elliott.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so scrumptious?
How does he make that meal so quick?
It really is amazing. Entertaining at its best. Chef Elliott.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so healthy?
How does he make that meal so
easy? It really is amazing. It's cooking at its best. Chef Elliott.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows.